WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's wild ride with a little bit of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a 24/7 negativity marathon in your head? We've all been there, right? That voice whispering doubts, anxieties, and what-ifs making us question our worth and abilities. Well, today, we're going to tackle that gremlin head-on. We're diving deep into the power of positive self-talk and affirmations, learning how to reprogram those thought patterns and build a mental fortress of unshakable confidence. Because trust me, friends, the way you talk to yourself matters. A lot. Think about it, your thoughts shape your actions shape your reality. So if you're constantly telling yourself, I can't, I'm not enough, or it's never going to work, surprise, surprise, that becomes your reality. You start limiting yourself before you even begin. But here's the awesome thing. We have the power to change that narrative. We can rewrite those scripts and replace negativity with empowering positivity. So, what are some practical ways to cultivate this positive self-talk? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Awareness is key. First things first, you got to become aware of those negative thoughts. It's like catching a bad habit once you notice it, you can start addressing it. Pay attention to your inner dialogue throughout the day. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm so stupid or this is impossible, stop and acknowledge the thought without judgment. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just let those negative thoughts run wild. Once you've identified them, challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or fears rather than facts. 3. Reframe the narrative. This is where the magic happens. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, consciously rephrase the thought into a more positive and empowering statement. Instead of I'm going to fail, try this is an opportunity to learn and grow. Instead of I'm not good enough, say I'm doing my best and that's all that matters. 4. Affirmations are your superpower. Think of affirmations as positive mantras that you repeat to yourself regularly. They can be simple statements like I am capable, I'm strong, or I am worthy of love and happiness. Write them down, say them out loud, or even visualize them. The more you repeat these affirmations, the more they start to become your reality. 5. Practice makes progress. Just like any skill, cultivating positive self-talk takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself. Don't expect perfection overnight. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep showing up for yourself with kindness and compassion. Ever had one of those days where everything just feels off? Maybe you messed up a presentation at work, got stuck in traffic, or even bummed into the whole day spirals into negativity. But here's the thing. How you react to those situations matters. You can choose to get caught in that spiral of self-criticism and let it ruin your entire day, or you can use it as an opportunity to practice positive self-talk. Imagine this. Instead of thinking I'm such a mess, I messed everything up, try saying okay, that didn't go as planned, but I learned from it. Maybe even add a little humor to the situation, well, at least dinner is still edible. This might sound silly, but shifting your perspective can make all the difference. It helps you bounce back stronger and keep moving forward. So, remember, friends, cultivating positive self-talk isn't about denying your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good, embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a loved one. Start small, replace just one negative thought with a positive one each day. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, your thoughts create your reality. Choose wisely, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.